Let's continue our conversation when it comes to, well, who is on stage. Grand Rapids Civic Theater presenting Yay on Stage. I bet my next guests are happy about that. We're going to obviously set up our conversation and then break for quick news and get right back to you with the time we have. But Allison Paris and Ben Green, on behalf of Civic Theater, congratulations. It's almost showtime. Hello to you, Ben.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
Doing fine. Allison, you good?
Hi, yes, thanks for having us.
Great, thanks for standing by, and here we go. Civic Theater does announce its new theater festival for 2021, a 10 for all festival. Let me begin with you, Allison. What is about to happen, if you can tease us up?
Yes, so we've spent the last couple of months reading scripts that have been submitted by community playwrights of 10-minute plays in four different categories: drama, comedy, wildcard, which means pretty much anything goes, and then youth, which are playwrights under 18. So we spent a month reading scripts and scoring them, and then we cut it down to 12 semifinalists, and we did some Zoom readings of those. And Shelley, you were such a great guest judge for one of our Zoom reading categories. And then we ended up with 6 finalists. So we have 6 incredible shows, brand new, very fun, exciting, all showing up on our stage starting on Friday.
Wonderful. So, Ben, this will be, as Allison mentions, on stage. How will you keep us safe?
We've been working really hard over the last few months, actually starting way back in the fall when we had anticipated to welcome people back to the theater for our holiday production, but weren't able to. So we've got all the protocols that you've come to expect. Social distancing is automatically put into our ticketing software. We're doing extra sanitization. We are offering as much of a touchless experience as we possibly can. And we're really making sure the theater is a safe and welcoming place, and we're doing that with the help of the Kent County Health Department.
Wonderful. Allison Paris, back to you and this 10 for All Festival. So, again, yes, it was fun to be involved in choosing, of course, one of your semifinalists. What does this mean for the playwright to see his or her work on stage?
Yeah, you know, it's so rare, actually, that we get to do new work at Civic Theater. So I think it's, you know, all the playwrights have said, oh, what an honor it is, but also just a joy to see, you know, what's in your head actually breathe life onto the stage. And I think as audience members, it's also really exciting. You're seeing something for the very first time. No one else has seen that before. For the actors, they get to create something completely from scratch. You know, no one's footsteps to follow in. It's their character to create for the first time. And I also really love that each of the plays is so different. So over the course of the night, you know, you'll get to see 2 comedies and a drama, a musical and a sci-fi. And I think the fact that we have so much talent that can do so many different things in Grand Rapids is just so wonderful, and a great opportunity for audiences to really connect with the people that are here, the playwrights and the community that are here.
Wonderful. Do your playwrights get to sit in the front row? Are they hiding, or do they not even come, Allison?
Good question. They are able to come, and yeah. I think it varies. I think some playwrights want to be really close, and some definitely want to sit in the back and watch the audience reaction. It's certainly a nerve-wracking time. Exciting, nerve-wracking.